the biggest difference, I would say, between the new policy architecture and the old one is that it places more emphasis on employers and on job offers. So in the past, the point system was primarily driven by the applicants of immigrants themselves. And if they, you know, they had to meet various objective criteria, and then they had to, if they met, you know, if they passed the absolute threshold in terms of having enough education or, you know, earning points for being relatively young, for example, then they would be able to qualify to migrate to Canada. And this, the system had two effects that the government was hoping to address by the series of changes that have been introduced over the past few years. The first problem was that the number of applicants was very high, and so there was a large backlog that was developed that I'm sure you have read about in doing your research. And so there was a desire for a system that would make it easier to manage the backlog. In the previous system, you had basically anyone who met the criteria was potentially eligible, but they may have to sit in line for a long time waiting for their visa to be processed because only a certain number were let in every year. The new system is designed to it puts people in a potential pool, and then they get selected more quickly out of that pool. So once they're selected, they get to come to Canada faster.
Yeah.
And that's a policy that was borrowed from Australia.
Yes.
That introduced that that same system a couple of years ago. So that the second problem that with the previous system was that people came in without a job offer, and they found it very difficult to find work when they arrived. And so unemployment rates were quite high, and people were often working in jobs that didn't use their qualifications. So the idea of the new system, Express Entry, and the previous system, the kind of policies that we introduced over the last 2 years, put much more emphasis on having a job offer.